Nigerian forces say that they are battling to regain control of a strategic town and military base in the northeast that was captured by suspected Boko Haram fighters this past week. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports that Amnesty International describes the latest repeat raids as perhaps the deadliest massacre in the history of Boko Haram.
Amnesty International says hundreds of bodies littering the bush around Baga in northeastern Nigeria were simply too many to count. Witnesses describe the stench of corpses hanging over the town because there's no one to bury them. Insurgents first struck what was meant to be the base of a regional counter-terrorism force and the nearby town a week ago, with another attack midweek, killing remaining residents and looting and burning property. Senator Maina Maji Lawan says the Nigerian government is not doing enough to help displaced people driven from their homes seeking refuge across the Lake Chad border.
About 10,000 refugees are now at a camp provided by Chadian authorities, and they are out in the cold. Nigerian government is not in touch with them. Really, we need humanitarian organizations before this turns into a humanitarian disaster, because the entire border up to Cameroon, up to Niger, is now totally in the hands of Boko Haram.
Yet President Goodluck Jonathan is busy campaigning ahead of next month's vote, seeking re-election for a second term. By the end of the working week, he'd made no comment about the deadly Baga raids, although he condemned the Charlie Hebdo killings in France. Nigeria's leader and army face mounting criticism about failing to contain the relentless insurgency. Very little is said officially these days about nearly 200 missing schoolgirls abducted in April. President Jonathan's political adversaries accuse him of dragging his feet because the affected northeast area is an opposition stronghold. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.